Shalom and Kaver greetings, my brothers and sisters. Well, it's morning here in Zambia. Allow me to say good morning. Let us read from Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16 to 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, observe these words. The heavens were opened unto him. There are many human beings on this planet. But to which of those human beings can we say the heavens are opened unto? Can the heavens be opened unto you? Remember, human beings have always been on the search for peace, for prosperity, seeking some sort of direction which will bring them to that place of having peace which surpasses human understanding. Others, that has taken them into philosophies, into spiritualistic meditations. But blessed is a person unto whom the heavens open that door and bring out that rudder of blessings and grace. And unto Jesus, the heavens were opened. Now, they don't just open. There was something in Jesus Christ that allowed the Spirit of God the freedom to operate in him. And here is something. The voice of God gave testimony that this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus was such an abode that when the Spirit of God dwelt in him, he could say, this is a very pleasant environment. Why? Because the will of God in him could prosper. This was foretold in Isaiah 53, verse 10. It reads, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." You see, you can have the Holy Spirit, I can have the Holy Spirit, but as he dwells within you, is he finding your environment a kind for which he can say, this is pleasant? Or is it an environment which suppresses him? His will cannot fully manifest because of the conflict of your choices and preferences. You know, when we read 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19, the Word of God tells us something about that. Let me just read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. Quench not the Spirit. What does this mean? You can have the Holy Spirit, yet he can be suppressed. Now, let us also read Luke 21, verse 34. In this verse, we find a very important warning. A very important warning. Luke 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. Do you know what that word means? Surfeiting means excessive indulgence. It can be indulgence in food, in drinking, in just cares of this world, being busy. And what the word means is a kind of indulgence which leads to your mind getting dulled. Yeah, your senses become numb to other more important things. That is surfeiting. And now the Lord says, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So the question is, are you worthy? Now, sometime in the early 20th century, there is a tragedy which happened on the water. Yeah, that was in 1912. A huge boat, the Titanic, crashed into an iceberg. 1,500 people died. I think it remains the deadliest maritime disaster. Movies have been acted out of it. And it was reported in the news that a great tragedy has happened. Now, that was a vessel, that was a boat, and on board were all sorts of people. But have you ever wondered what really caused that accident? Well, of course, there was an iceberg and, you know, visibility was difficult and all that. True. But when you look at the detailed report of what caused that ship to sink, it's a very disturbing story, because there were actually warnings which were given. And I was looking at this particular warning. Let me just read it out to you. There was a warning given, and the sad story is how the warning was ignored. Let me just read this. On April 14, 1912, at 7:50 p.m., the Mesaba sent a wireless message reporting much heavy pack ice and great number large icebergs and field ice directly in, you know, the Titanic's path. The message was received by Titanic's wireless operator, Jack Phillips. So actually, there was a warning which came. Even a person mentioned who received the warning, the operator. But the question is, what happened? Why was the warning not attended to? Well, Titanic's two wireless operators were swamped with passenger telegrams to Cape Race, Newfoundland. So at a time when the warning came, the system got overloaded with personal messages people had. You know, that wasn't a time where everyone had a cell phone. And so whichever company was in charge of this would make money out of delivering people's personal messages. Imagine the way we always look at the phone, checking WhatsApp, Messenger. And then that has to come through, you know, some single operator. So people were enjoying themselves, and receiving these telegrams, but that is what caused the problem. The company in charge of this was making money out of that. And listen to the report I'm reading, the information about it. These were considered more urgent because they were revenue generating. So because of that, the message was not prioritized, and Phillips copied the warning into the log, but did not pass it to Captain Edward Smith or the bridge officers. Why? You know, the system was overloaded, and so the warning came during a busy period of wireless traffic, so it was effectively buried under routine communications. I love that statement. It was effectively buried under routine communications. I want you to know that your body, your vessel, is also a ship, and every day you wake up, you go about your day, there are many messages which are sent for the attention of your mind. Music, the news you listen to, the chat messages on your WhatsApp, the things your eyes see. And when a mind is so overloaded, the small, still voice of God gets buried under that traffic. You won't be able to be led. You know what? There are many times we desire to hear the Spirit of God speak to us, but I've come to learn that the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking and actually wants our attention, but He is not a priority many times. Remember, what you are is not what you always profess with your lips or what you always speak in your prayers. What you are is more of what actions come out of your life. Brethren, this brings us to the end of our sharing series on possessing your vessel. And as you go about your day today, may it be with you that your life, my life, may bring glory to God by not being overtaken with suffering and so many cares of this life. Always begin a day in quietness, meditating on the Word of God. Even in amidst your busy schedules, may your heart be never too busy to fellowship with Him that made you. Shalom, and God bless you. Amen.